Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston, and I've just learned how inspiring a good book can be. Yesterday, in thumbing through some of the Jot 'em Down Store's library books, Lum became entranced with the volume titled Secrets of a Famous Chef. He was soon imagining himself as a famous chef, so now he and Abner are in the middle of remodeling a store building for a new enterprise, the Pine Ridge Bakers.
Whereabouts now, Lum? Right about here?
Wait a minute. A little over to the left there, Abner. Yeah, that's it. Right square above the stove. Put her right there.
All right. Here she goes. Seems a shame, though, to saw a hole right through the ceiling.
Yeah, well, we got to put the stovepipe someplace. Can't have the smoke just floating around the store, can we?
No, of course not.
And it'd be even worse in the library. Folks come in to read and get smoke in their eyes. Liable a loss to it.
Better get the phone, Lum. I believe that was our ring.
All right, but don't wiggle around too much up there. This ladder ain't too steady.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store, Public Library, and Pine Ridge Bakery speaking. Lum Eddard speaking. Mom? Oh, yes, Miss Bates. Yes, Mom. Cool oil, clothespins. Uh-huh. 4.5 yards of dress goods. For yourself? Any particular pattern, Miss Bates? Uh-huh. Well, I'll pick out something right pretty for you. Uh-huh. Anything else? How about some bread? No, you can get it right here every day now, fresh. We're putting in a bakery. Yes, Mom. Well, we ought to get out our first batch of bread today.
Hey, Lum, how's
yes,
it?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, excuse me, I thought you was through.
What's that, Miss Bates? Oh, well, now, there ain't no sense of you going to all that trouble when you can get all the loaves you want right here. Yeah, just throw away that dough and try our bread. Yes, Mom. Today. All right, Miss Bates. We'll send it out. All right, you betcha. Goodbye.
How's this look, Lum?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Did you hear that, Abner? We got an order for a loaf of bread already. Miss Bates.
Well, good. Hand up the stovepipe now and let's see if it fits.
Yeah, all right.
Hurry up, right
I'll
up here,
get
Mom.
It. Granny's, I know we're going to make a big success out of this bakery, Abner. I believe it's the best one idea I've ever had. And I've had some awful good ones, too. All right, steady now. Here comes the stovepipe. Get a hold on it.
Yeah, I got it. Let go.
But don't drop it now.
I won't. Let's see here now. See what kind of a fit we got. Dad, blame it.
What's the matter?
Won't fit. Won't go through. Stovepipe's too big. Now what do we do?
Well, that's simple. Just have to have a bigger hole in the ceiling is all.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? I was thinking we was going to have to throw this pipe away and get a littler one.
Hey, Abner.
Can't talk to you now, Grandpap. Just sit there and read your almanac.
Abner, guess who won the 1936 North American Bobsled Racing Championship?
I don't know. Here, Lon, take this stovepipe. Can't hold this and saw at the same time.
Okay, I got it.
Now, hand me up the saw again. No, wait, I got it right here.
A. Wells, K. Kelbach, M. Luck, and J. Otis. 4-man team, Abner.
Huh?
They win the bobsled race in 1936, according to the almanac.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Grandpap.
What'd you say, Abner?
Said that's fine. Glad they won.
Glad who won?
Oh, them fellers who won.
Grandpap, stop bothering Abner. Can't you see he's busy up there? If you want to read, go ahead. That's what the library's for, but don't read out loud.
I won't. Excuse me, Lum. I don't want to bother you fellers.
All right.
But this who won it, A. Wells, K. Kelbach, M. Luck, and J. Otis. Abner, did you get that? Their names is A. Wells, K. Kelbach, M. Luck, and J. Otis. That's the 4-man team, Abner. Now, on the 2-man team...
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I said, that's the 4-man team.
Huh?
For pity's sake, will both of you hash up for a minute and let me get the phone? Hello, Jot 'em Down Store, Library and Baker. Head chief talking. Also a head librarian. Oh, hello, Miss Seastrom. How's that? Just a minute. Abner, will you hash that sawing for a minute?
Yeah, all right.
Stop it.
All right, all right.
Abner, the four-man
box... Hash up, Grandpap.
Now then, what was you saying, Miss Seastrom? Oh, yes, Mom, that's right. Putting in a bakery. Today? Well, sure, we can handle it.
Well, I'm getting awful fussy when he's on the phone here lately.
Four loaves, you say? I'll jot that right down. Anything else now?
That'll sawing bother.
Yes, Mom, this afternoon. All right. Goodbye. Now, Granny, did you hear that, Abner? Another order. Four loaves.
Four? Doggie, with Miss Bates' order, that makes five altogether. You better get started baking.
Well, I can't till you get the stovepipe up. Hurry up, Abner.
Yeah, well, I'm done sawing up here. Hand me the stovepipe up again. We'll try it out again here.
Yeah, all right. Coming right up.
I'm pretty sure this hole will be big enough for the pipe now.
Steady now. Don't fall off in the ladder. Wait a minute. Why, you crazy idiot.
Huh?
Look what you done. You sawed two holes in the ceiling.
Well, I had two, Lum. The first one wasn't big enough. You told me yourself to make a bigger one.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Abner, you ought to be bored for the samples.
Didn't I do what you told me to do?
Abner, did it ever occur to you that the way to make a hole bigger is to just saw the same hole to make it larger?
Just saw the same hole? Yeah. Why, sure, that's a much better idea. Too bad you didn't think of that in the first place, Lon.
Too bad I didn't think of it.
Why, sure. Could have saved me all that work. Now we got a hole in the roof we got to patch.
Look, Abner.
See, Lon, what you ought to do is plan these things out far ahead, you know, so you know what you're doing. Keep from making a lot of mistakes that way.
Thank you for the advice.
It's all right. Just proud to help you any way I can, Lon, old buddy.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Abner.
Oh, you'd get along somehow.
You think so, huh?
Why, sure you would. See, if you didn't have me to figure things out for you, why, you'd just have to buckle down.
Abner, will you hash up?
Huh?
Just keep that prittle-prattle to yourself, and let's get this done.
You want me to go up on a roof and patch up the other hole?
No, don't bother. I'll do it myself later.
Good.
Let's just get this towpipe hooked up so as we can start the bakery. We got a big order to get out yet today. Five loaves.
Yeah, well, all right. Hand me the stovepipe again, then. Doggie, I thought I was doing the right thing. You told me to saw
a big
hole.
Either one of you fellas got a pencil I can borrow? I got to have one quick here.
What's the trouble, Grandpap?
Just a minute, Grandpap. I'll have to put this stovepipe down. Hurry up. Here you are. Here's a pencil. Catch it.
What do you want it for, Grandpap?
I want to write down this thing here before I forget it.
Write what down?
In January 1937, Keokuk, Iowa, had a +1 variations of its magnetic declination.
Magnetic declination?
Yes, sir, according to the almanac.
Well, what is that magnetic declination?
Well, I ain't got the slightest idea, but it must be something important. That's why I wanted to write it down, so as I could look it up in the almanac sometime.
The almanac? That's what you're reading now.
Well, I'll be doggone. Well, that's right, ain't it? Here's your pencil back. I guess I won't write it down after all. For goodness sakes. This place sounds like a madhouse since he found that dad-blame book. Come on, Abner, get to work.
Well, don't holler at me. I wasn't holding things up. It was Grandpa's.
Well, I don't care who it was. Get to work. We got five loaves of bread to bake yet today. Come on, grab this stovepipe.
All right, a little higher now. Yeah, now I got her. I got her.
All right, try it in that new place you saw.
Yeah, all right, that's what I'm going to do. Just a minute, now. Don't get in a rush.
Grannies, that looks awful, all them holes in the roof that way.
Hey, doggies, Lom, it fits. Look at here. Just right. I made it just right there.
Yeah, but look down here. Look at here. The stovepipe's too far away.
Too far away?
Yeah, don't hook onto the stove where it ought to.
Let's see.
Grannies, I already got up there and did that myself.
Well, I can just saw another hole right
now. No, you don't. No. You did enough sawing already. We never will get our baking done at the rate we're going.
Well, now, Lom, I be glad.
Never mind, Abner. Just give me a chance to study this out.
Hey, wait a minute. I believe I got an idea. How about moving the stove?
Can't do it. It's right up against the wall now. Besides, it's right where I want it.
Well, only thing to do is to make a new hole.
Abner, put down that saw.
No, sir, I'm going to do this now, Lom. You got your heart set on starting the bakery today, and I, Doggies, we're going to start it today. Here, you grab the stovepipe.
Abner, listen to me,
but,
please.
Lom, if you want to get this bakery started...
forget it. Drop it.
Well, if you say so, all right.
Oh, you crazy idiot. What'd you do that for?
You said drop it.
Well, I didn't mean to drop the stovepipe, silly. Grannies, look at it now. It's all bent. Ruined.
That's our ring, I believe, Lom.
No matter what I start to do, you manage to ruin it somehow.
The telephone, Lom.
I'll get it. Grannies, what I go through. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Oh, yes, Miss Bates.
About four more holes, we won't need a stovepipe.
Ma? Well, no, the bread ain't exactly ready yet. No.
Like an igloo out there.
By the way, Miss Bates, have you still got that dough I told you to throw away? Well, I hate to ask you to do this, but would you mind baking up five loaves of bread and sending them over to the bakery?